producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Officials at Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Is he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
This ultimately is about death.
Robert Scott Bell.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Is this thing on? Are we on? Last night we unceremoniously left the stage early. I got to make sure. Mysteries abound. I don't know what it was about the ear plugs and loud concert music that said, no, you just go take the night off now. Wait, but we're not done. I don't know. Anyway, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show. We got a lot of healing, broadcast healing to do today because it's, well, you know, outside the box. We go with Ty Bollinger a little bit later. We also have a pretty profound follow-up on a story we covered earlier last year. Of a nursing student at Baker College in Michigan who refused to lie to patients about vaccines, and she was unceremoniously dismissed from the college. And we got her with a follow-up, very interesting updates with the school and the court case, etc. But first, we crank it up with more news from Big Pharma. Is more Big Pharma better, or is it deadlier? We live in the pharmaceutical culture that has never before existed to this extent. Even as the 20th century ended, it wasn't this bad. And you can look at it and make a decision about how bad it's gotten based on how much money is being spent on just prescription drugs alone. That alone is enough. I mean, the spending on prescription drugs today, it outpaces the majority of the world annual. Like, you go to each country and say, how much are you spending on your national defense? Nope, that's not enough. That's not even close to what we're spending on prescription drugs here in America. $457 billion in 2015, just last year. Correct me if I'm wrong, Super Don, but my math says that's approaching $500 billion in prescription drug expenditures.
Yeah, you know, these illions just keep getting bigger and bigger, don't they?
You are correct. $500 billion on
half a trillion. I mean, who has a defense budget that big besides maybe Russia and China and us? I don't think anywhere else.
Now, I think it's interesting as you put that number out there. 479, is that what you said?
No, it's bigger than that. I think 457 billion.
57. Okay, yeah, so 457 billion, and we just covered a story. I think it was last week, mm-hmm. And if I'm not mistaken, I believe they said $300 billion in cancer drugs get wasted every year.
Wow. So I wonder if that's included in the list.
I would have to. I mean, it's talking about drugs in general. So if you subtracted that from the number, it sounds like the majority of that money is just going in the trash can.
Going down the toilet and
isn't
killing
that
the
interesting?
Fish. Killing the fish. Yeah, it is interesting. It's sad, though, too. I mean, it's very sad. I look at, you know, what we do with this show 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, and I'm like, man, it's a monster. And it's not like we're trying to take down and defeat the monster, because I don't have delusions of grandeur. But just those folks who are ready to be unplugged from the medical matrix, we're here for you. That's all. I know there are a lot of folks that are not ready, and that's okay. But to exist in a monopoly system, that's not okay. Because that means you have to participate against your will. You have to be violently forced to participate in a drug culture that is not of your making or your choosing. And this is where
the field of Bernie folks have a little bit of cognitive dissonance. Because Bernie Sanders wanting to strengthen socialized medicine, single payer, mandatory participation, that is the violence of government forcing you into a system that Obamacare theoretically forced you into already, but making it even worse, with less ability to escape. We've talked to some degree about like Christian healing ministries or maybe other religious healing ministries that pre-existed Obamacare. They said, okay, those are okay, and those are very reasonable in terms of the cost per month for a family. Could be actually afford to be on it. It's kind of a cost-sharing mechanism. But these are exceptions to the rule that they don't really want you to know about, even though the word is getting out about them. And whether there is a Republican president elected in the next cycle, it's really not going to change a lick via legislation. I don't believe anybody's going to repeal and replace. I'd like to believe it's going to happen. I just don't believe it's going to happen. I believe it will fail of its own accord simply because the economics don't work. Socialism doesn't work. Even socialism light does not work. What would work is freedom, which is nowhere in the discussion. I've yet to hear any even Republican candidate talking about bringing freedom back into the healthcare system in the United States of America. Yesterday we talked to David Steffen, who's being attacked by the government in Canada because they didn't refuse, they didn't give vaccines. And their youngest child died of, theoretically, a vaccine-preventable disease, but even that's called into question because the autopsy report was not definitive in terms of what was the cause of death. And apparently the Canadian government is looking to backdoor a vaccine mandate that they can't do constitutionally by frightening parents into a thought form that should something happen to their kids and it's related to a vaccine that they say could have prevented whatever it was, that parents would now be held criminally liable for not vaccinating because they can't mandate vaccines. So it's a backdoor method. In the United States, we have the leftist Democrats of California that ushered in the era of SB 277, which mandated vaccines for all children if you wanted to send them to school, even private school, without exemption unless it's medical. And good luck finding a doctor willing to stick his or her neck out to give a medical exemption unless they be immediately investigated by the state board or state boards of medicine, particularly the one in California. I mean, this is absolutely incredible what is happening here with $457 billion being spent on prescription drugs. This doesn't even include over-the-counter medications. And when you take into consideration the sheer number of deaths due to modern medicine, going back to the Barbara Starfield report published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, year 2000, and it was 106,000 bare minimum, 225,000 upwards, but other analyses have elevated that level to near a million a year. And we're struggling as a nation to deal with our bureaucratic oligarchy here in the United States that has said, you know, you can't say things about food that heals, food that prevents disease, food that reverses disease, supplements, herbs, natural medicines, non-patented, non-approved by the FDA. You are restricted from the First Amendment. You are disavowed any acknowledgement that the First Amendment exists when it comes to healing via methods unapproved by government. This is wholly unacceptable if you believe in a limited form of government under a constitution. There is no enumerated power that granted the federal government the ability to suppress freedom of speech when it comes to healing. But over the course of the 20th century, in 1910, the Flexner Report set the stage for 100 years later, Obamacare, the mandated participation in it, with very few escape routes. And now we're looking at the next generation of kids, the schism, the millennials. Half of them, and I don't know if the number is right, I'm just thinking to say half of them are Bernie Sanders socialist wannabes. They want stuff for free. They have no earthly idea of how we got here. And they'll just say, if Bernie can promise it, I want it. And perhaps the other half, those like Captain Morgan, our millennial assistant producer, and her husband op-ed, get it, understand it, and say, you know what? No monopoly. We don't want monopoly. We want freedom. We want the freedom to know what can heal us. We want the freedom to access it. And we want it to be in a free market so we can actually afford to pay for it. Because there will be genuine competition. Another story we covered earlier in the week, was about the costs associated with drugs, drug costs, going up every year. You know, and that's what they account for, the elevated number that we use, $457 billion. They say 30% may be due to increased costs beyond the inflation index. But the cost cannot be reduced in a monopoly. If the pharmaceutical industrial complex had to compete with dietary supplements for utilization against certain ailments, diseases, or symptoms, there's no way anyone in their right mind would pay for those drugs at the price that they are. Outside of the generics, of course, that can be so cheap that you're either paying a buck for a generic antibiotic or it's free in certain cases. And people think, oh, yeah, see, Bernie can do that. We've seen evidence. It happens. And Obama's president, he must have been the one that did that. No, it's just so cheap to make this stuff relative to the stuff that's been out for, you know, a long time. We talk about generics. So, Super Don, I don't know. You know, I just don't like to dwell on the problem as much as I like to focus on the solution. And the solution is simple. It's freedom. And no one else seems to be catching wind of that and communicating out there in the broadcast media except here. At least in this way that I'm aware of.
Well, you know, the definition of freedom, I think, mm-hmm. is something that needs to be pondered on here when you're looking at these different candidates. I mean, do they understand really what freedom means?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What does that involve? Freedom, you know?
Right. Freedom to take drugs? No, we already had that. It's the mandate.
Yeah. You know, one thing that jumped out at me in this article.
Yeah.
Is that when they were breaking out, as you were talking about the 30%, about, you know, the inflation. One thing that really jumped out at me was that 30% of this number, this $457 billion,
mm-hmm.
is due to the numbers of prescriptions per person increasing.
Wow.
That works out to? I had to whip out the calculator here because I'm such an Einstein. But
what is
that's
this?
$137 billion because people are taking more drugs.
More drugs than ever, right? Yeah, well, two drugs didn't work, Mrs. Charlie. 10 will be better. Who's going to pay for it? Mexico. No, Donald Trump. I don't know. We're getting the money for this. It's a monopoly, folks. It's not going to ever be cheap. Freedom, let freedom come back in the equation, and affordability will come back with it as well. We'll talk more about that and, well, a whole lot more after this.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it 3 times a day. Once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people at my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
.com for all the show notes, links, supportive sponsors that we like you to say thanks to. Streaming out live through our syndicator GCN, of course, on Talk Network, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, podcasts all over the world, Epic Times, UK Health Radio, and now through the SoundCloud at RobertScottBell.com. FDA in the news again. But this one's a little different. There's a prescription fish oil called Amarin, I believe it's called, Amarin.
And actually, Amarin is the name of the pharmaceutical company.
Oh, Amarin Pharmaceutical? What's the name
like
of that?
Vasepa or something like that.
Vasectomy? That'd be a horrible name for fish oil. Yes. Don't name it vasectomy. all right, so Amarin has a fish oil, and it's prescription only. And they're utilizing science to say, you know what? I know we've got it approved for ABC over here, but it looks like the scientific evidence also shows it's good for XYZ, right? Specifically, they want to promote it and have been promoting it off-label for high triglycerides. They're saying it's also good for people with high triglycerides. Get on this fish oil. The FDA says, no, 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 we didn't approve it for that. You can't do that. We're going to fine you. We're going to do things. And guess what? This company apparently had the cojones and the money to sue the FDA on this issue. Based on what? Freedom of speech. Weren't we just talking about that? Freedom? And a drug company pushing back on the FDA. I find this very intriguing. Now, this has been maddening to Superdon over the years of off-label use, probably because of the hypocrisy is that they'll grant this for drug companies, but not for supplement makers, for instance. Right? We don't have freedom of speech if you're a dietary supplement. But as Amarin Corporation pushed back, and a federal judge agreed with them and said, yes, under the First Amendment,
you should be allowed to make truthful and non-misleading statements about your product. And this is like, I don't know, the third or the fourth time we've covered a story like this. The FDA, they're nervous because they're trying to say this is not a precedent and that each case has to be taken on an individual basis. But I'm waiting for, and I know you are, Super Don, the first dietary supplement company that has sent a cease and desist warning letter for promoting a use that is unapproved by DSHEA. This is the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act, because the FDA says, oh, no, you haven't proven that. And they say, no, we have truthful and non-misleading claims here based on this science. We're taking you to court. Question is, would the federal courts rule as they have for these drug companies in the same way? That the First Amendment protects you making truthful, non-misleading statements, even if the FDA disagrees.
Yeah. Well, there's still one hurdle, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. And listen, the reason why I get so irritated about the situation is because they wrote the rules, okay? The drug companies wrote the rules. The FDA colluded with them in writing those rules. And that's the part that's so frustrating. But unfortunately, the hurdle that still needs to be overcome here in this situation is that a supplement does not fall into the same category as a, quote, drug. Drugs have privileges, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the reason why they're able to do what they are now. Now, I think we're moving in the direction where eventually a judge is not going to be able to deny free speech to somebody who wants to give truthful and non-misleading information about a supplement. That time is, I think that day is coming. I don't think we're quite there, but we're making progress here. Because,
well,
you know, the judges are recognizing you cannot violate free speech.
I think so. And I think the limitation for the supplement companies right now, more than anything else, is money. They don't have the kind of profit margins that the drug industry does. We're not talking billion-dollar, multi-billion-dollar companies. So to take them to court, the FDA has pretty much unlimited resources. And even though Jonathan Emord has beaten them back seven times, the FDA, on a number of issues, not every company has the wherewithal to do this. And I think inevitably, this is a revisiting of what's called separation of powers, where the judiciary could put in check the executive. The executive branch being FDA, being part of the oligarchy. And they're making rules outside of the realm of Congress. They're basically rulemaking, and it's becoming de facto law, prohibiting the American people from knowing that things can help them. Whether it be this prescription fish oil that works with high triglycerides, or whether it be a dietary supplement that could do the same or better. And they're limited to dietary supplement statements, structure, and function. And that also is something that's going to have to change eventually. The Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act has done some good things, but a lot of bad things, limiting particularly your freedom of speech to know and to act on information that could save your life, but could bankrupt the pharmaceutical industrial complex. Back with a nursing student fighting her school after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be. and it really works. Take Extendabite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendabite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendabite.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro 1 G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi there. Are you an unhappy timeshare owner? Have you ever asked yourself, how can I get rid of my timeshare? Does your story go something like Stacy's story goes? Here's Stacy now.
My husband and I went and visited a resort, and they kind of attacked us, and they kept sending more and more people until we finally said yes, and we bought this timeshare, and then we were stuck in this timeshare that we couldn't get rid of, and we tried all different ways. They made it seem like it was this really great deal, and when we said no originally, then they brought the price down, and then when we still said no, they brought in the manager, and they brought the price down even lower, and they started breaking out in different ways to make it look like it was this really awesome deal. The reality was it wasn't an awesome deal at all.
To cancel your timeshare contract, call ACC today. It's an attorney-based program with a free consultation. The first 20 callers get a 20% discount. Call now, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. Call today, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Almost a year ago now, we recovering story. Health Impact News put it out there, and we covered it, of a nursing student at a college in Michigan, Baker College, Nicole Rolfe. And she was being taught, you know, as a student. And at one of the parts of the class, instructors were explaining, you know, how to convince patients, evidently, to get vaccines. And it seemed like they were going above and beyond, almost using coercion or maybe bald-faced lies to patients in order to convince them to get vaccinated. And Nicole says, wait a second, there's something wrong here, and asked questions about it. And this is the shorter version. She's going to fill us in just a moment. She was summarily dismissed from the program, and now it's involved in a big lawsuit. And just recently, interestingly enough, good news on her side, The judge refused to throw out the case based on all the pleadings of Baker College. And we're going to catch up on that. But this is a woman with a conscience. And she said, this doesn't feel right. This doesn't seem right. I'm asking questions about it. Why was she dismissed? And where does it go from here? Nicole, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you so much for having me back on.
What a journey you've been on. You, as of now, are still not in Baker College, right? They dismissed you, and now you're in the lawsuit phase.
Absolutely. We filed almost a year ago, and we have been trudging through pretrial discovery.
Oh, boy, that can't be fun. Now, if you can refresh all our memories as to why you feel you were dismissed based on, again, what we covered with you before, but for new listeners, they need to hear this story.
We were being instructed by two different employees to use coercion, make threats of financial loss to patients, and ultimately mislead them and pretend that there was new information regarding these vaccines, and there really isn't, in order to get them to comply with vaccination when they have already refused.
Nicole, as a student in that college, as a nursing student, how is it that you knew there was something wrong there when seemingly no one else did or no one else spoke up?
I really love pharmacology. I read a lot of information. When it comes to any medication, I go to the manufacturer's website and will actually read the entire drug insert front to back. I had previously been reading up on immunizations because we were in our pediatrics rotation and had learned a lot of interesting information regarding these vaccines.
So did you hesitate, or did it just came up from within to say, look, this doesn't seem right here. Why are we lying to these folks about vaccines if they said they don't want them?
Well, I am all about rationale, and the nursing discipline is all on evidence-based practice. What we know is correct. Based on evidence, we know that when an immunization is administered, it takes weeks, months, or it might not even work.
Hmm.
It also tells us when it should be administered, proper age, proper immunologic status of that patient. So when confronted with this information that nursing students were going to be administering DTaP to expectant fathers on an OB floor, otherwise they wouldn't be able to be with their wives, I questioned the rationale because, one, this father isn't my patient, so who's ordering the vaccine? How am I going to document that I've administered this non-patient? But most importantly, we're kind of coercing them. If you don't do this, you do not get to be with your wife during her most vulnerable time, giving birth to a child. And they're going to be more apt to say, okay, do it. Just do it. Even if they don't want to. But another side of that is injecting a patient on the floor to prevent pertussis does not protect anybody on that floor.
Yeah,
and
even in their wildest claims of vaccines, no one could claim that you inject them and they're immediately immune. I mean, that just doesn't happen anyway, so you knew that. You're far too reasonable and rational to be these crazy anti-vaxxers that we hear about in the news, right? Because if anybody even questions something, they're considered to be lunatic by certain segments of the vaccine religion.
And that is very true and unfortunate. They labeled me as aggressive and oppositional, and that was a reason for my dismissal. When I used indoor voices, I asked questions based on what's being taught in the classroom, and that's what students are supposed to do. And I think people are not, they're focusing on vaccines that this is totally about vaccines. It is about informed consent. We need to inform the patient. We need to ultimately respect the patient. We can't bully them, threaten them, because that goes against the core values as a nurse. The nurse is an advocate. They're the intermediary between the healthcare delivery system and the patient. And
well, Nicole, and you said evidence-based practice. How is vaccinating somebody with DTaP on the floor of the hospital and then allowing them to see the patient based on them becoming immune in an instant an evidence-based practice? That's ludicrous.
It is absolutely ludicrous, and the clinical instructor responded with, and I'll never forget this, how would you feel if you have just given birth to a baby and somebody walks on the floor with pertussis, infects your baby, and your neonate dies? Well, if that person walks onto the floor and the nurse administers this vaccine and the person has pertussis, it's going to be ineffective regardless.
Right.
And secondly, they're not going to be immune and have antibodies to not infect my neonate. That's worst case scenario, and it's a fear tactic.
That was a non sequitur response by that person as well. Now, let's get on to the lawsuit, because I love your mettle, your moxie, all the things you've done to stand up for what is right here. The lawsuit, Baker tries to just get this thing dismissed. They don't want to answer this. They want to go on employment practices and say, hey, sort of like we can fire at will, or I don't know, but you're a student there. And the big news here in this story that I wanted you to relate at this point is that the judge has sided completely with you and dismissed every claim that they made to dismiss your suit.
Yes, he did. He denied their motion to dismiss the case entirely. He denied their motion to limit my damages, my ability to get damages. They were also trying to prevent us. Well, they wanted to preclude emails that we received during discovery between the director of nursing and instructors that shows right out of the gate, when I was just a brand new nursing student, they were hoping that I was going to fail classes and one
make
of the
it easy on them.
this is months and months before this immunization topic came up. Stated, unfortunately, she's still going to pass my class with a frown face emoticon. And as somebody, it broke my heart. I knew at that point after watching all the video depositions, I had a bullseye on my back, and we still don't know why. We had clinical instructors emailing stating that I'm very intelligent, my patient advocacy is amazing, that I give great care, but I seem standoffish. Well, it wasn't that I was standoffish. I was very, very career goal oriented, and I wanted to learn as much as I could when we are at a clinical site taking care of patients. I'm also older than most of the students, so I can work independently. So they pegged me as they called me curious and...
Wow, curious.
Knows,
imagine that.
Yeah,
a student
right.
who is curious, who asks questions, who is engaged to learn. And you paid, what, more than 40 grand in tuition and fees?
At this point, and it's not total, that is with my interest on my student loans. I am up over $40,000.
Do you think that they're going to, at this point, offer to settle and say, well, come back to school, we're sorry?
We actually had mediation, which is court-ordered. That was yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't even last 2 hours. Their settlement offer, which I'm not going to put out there, was so insulting. I'll just tell you, I couldn't even have probably purchased a used car that's 10 years old.
Wow. Well, listen, the good news here is that the judge seems to be really wanting to hear the case on its merits. And, I'm pleased that you're standing up and you seem to have a good representation and a judge that's reasonable here. This, this court case, we're going to continue to follow, of course. And Baker College needs to know that that kind of practice to teach nurses to coerce and lie to patients based on their intent to vaccinate without fully informed consent and based on non-evidence-based practices, based on what I'm hearing here, that needs to stop, and you could be a precedent-setting case.
And that's what I'm hoping. When we were being told that if a Medicaid patient, which Medicaid, that's the poorer community.
Yes.
We were to use threats of, well, if you don't let us vaccinate your pediatric, you know, this child, you are going to lose Medicaid and be responsible for this stay.
Right. Economic terrorism against these folks who are dependent.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And it's unconscionable. For me, I have very high ethics, and the ANA Code of Ethics, which is for nurses, state that that is totally not allowed.
Yeah. Nicole Rolfe, it is so good to hear your voice again, and you standing up. I want to stay in touch with you on this and get you on again as we learn more. Those of you who want to follow up at Health Impact News, we have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. These are the kind of things that are being taught in medical schools and nursing schools. This goes back to the Flexner Report of 1910, folks. This doesn't happen in an isolated instance. It didn't just pop up today, but Nicole is standing up to make it go away, and I appreciate you. Back after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me carnivores, a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, all excited.
And she credits for all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostrow, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know, I'm really pretty good about timing when I'm on the radio show, right? Super Don, I watch the clock better than anybody. Rarely
even
missing
better than
a beat.
That's true.
Way better than my Super Don producer. And and yet today, I just realized that the IAOMT, the International Association for Oral Metal Toxicology Conference in Orlando, is Friday and Saturday, not Saturday and Sunday.
Oh.
So I just like, that's why I'm screwed up in my mind about the day. I know what day it is, but I didn't realize that I'd be going a day early, and I'm thinking we're going to be a live broadcast from there on Sunday, and, well, no, it's not on Sunday. So I might have to do some recordings at the event. We'll see what happens.
Okay.
So it kind of messed my head up today a little bit.
A tear in the space-time continuum there for you for a moment.
Darn close, man. Darn close.
Yeah.
All right. Mickey D's. Let's go to Mickey D's, shall we?
Hey, let's go.
No, let's not. Well, if you have to use the restroom, it's okay. Other than that, you can make a deposit. Don't make a withdrawal.
Nice.
Okay. Now it's getting really weird.
What are we going to do at McDonald's?
Well, we'll take our kids for a Happy Meal, but we're not going to get them anything to eat. They're now selling Happy Meals that are empty. So I'm thinking, finally, they got the memo. We don't want to poison kids anymore. Let's sell them empty box Happy Meals. And then you're like, well, why would we go there for that? Well, for one, it's healthier, and for two, you can shut your kids up and send them into virtual McDonald Land world, because the latest Happy Meal is a virtual reality toy. You fold the box over, plug it into your phone or something, and you put it on their head, and then they're in virtual reality world with Mayor McCheese and Ronald McDonald, for all I know.
Wow.
Yeah. Virtually,
McDonald's
virtual
getting
reality.
All high tech. Now, the thing is in reading this, I haven't been able to discern yet whether it's you buy the Happy Meal and it comes with the food inside, then you eat the food, and when you're done, then you fold the box and you strap it to your forehead and you plug it into your phone.
Well, they say that they're unleashing these new reality goggles in Sweden. In Sweden. And the goggles will cost $4. And they're incorporated into an empty Happy Meal box that is broken down and folded into place.
Oh, okay.
So it is. I am right. They're not.
I guess that works because I mean you don't really have like grease from the French fries and like.
That was one of my thought forms. It's like, what are they going to do? Put a Happy Meal box over their head with everything in it?
Well,
look at the fries in Johnny's ear. What is that?
There is a picture here, and literally, it looks like exactly what you're describing. It's a Happy Meal box, and these kids are walking around with these things on their heads.
Yeah. And they look, well, do you remember the old Viewmasters where they had the circular disc with the little pictures?
Yeah.
It looks to me like that. I don't see, they don't show there's a strap around their head. They're holding them up against their eyes. But I just got to wonder, do we really need kids more into virtual reality? I mean, really, it's an improvement because of the virtual reality of their burgers and their fries. They're not real food. And now they're extending it into maybe we can just pretend that they ate them. Maybe that'll be a little healthier. So I'm kind of torn on this issue. If you're going to go to Mickey D's anyway, don't feed the kids. Give them a virtual reality Happy Meal headset, and they can pretend they ate the fake fries.
Interesting.
What do you think?
Yeah, I don't know. I feel the same way as you do, because I think it's kind of neat in one way, just because I'm kind of a techno geek. And the fact that you can mass produce these virtual reality goggles for $4.
Yeah.
That's rather amazing to me, and I suppose if they were playing some kind of just game, you know, like they would be playing on their phone or their tablet or something like that, I don't see that there's really a whole lot of harm there other than the fact that perhaps maybe if you're buying these from McDonald's, there may be an ethical conflict there because you're spending money at McDonald's, which is maybe something you don't agree with.
Well, and it could be that the Hamburglar has like a secret subliminal message to say, don't go to Chipotle, come back to McDonald's, right?
Oh, speaking of Chipotle, I don't think we were going to talk about this today, but...
Another norovirus outbreak.
Yeah, God, how is it that everybody working in every other restaurant across the country is doing fine, but Chipotle keeps coming down with all these horrible things?
It's Boston, isn't it?
Isn't that strange?
It's Boston. I think it's because it's close to Harvard, where the norovirus... situates itself in the ears of eggheads in the Ivy League institutions of that fine city. That's my theory. I'm sticking to it until next hour. We'll talk to our good buddy Ty Bollinger, who'll be with me next weekend in Southern California at the California Jam. I hope you'll come see us. Cal Jam 2016. That's caljam.org. In the meantime, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.